Previously on Do or Dice.
Jerry, I am glad you came back so soon.
Yes, sir. I gotta say, there's been quite a bit of. I'm nervous. I'm really paranoid. Please help me. I think they're gonna kill me.
Seems that now the Grey Cloaks are looking into it, and they are scanning the area for those with abilities. You know of the law, right?
Yeah, and we talked before about maybe becoming like a legal mage.
You would have to be bound to a house. Give me a few hours. I will talk to Lord Skarn.
Ordok. So I need to talk to him and give him a couple hours. We gotta lay low. Like real low.
Where would you like to head?
I don't care. I was wondering if you had anywhere you wanted to go. As long as it's away from the GCs.
Incognito.
There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
So, Bo and Goshen have left. Ordok, you just finished talking to William, telling him about tidying up the tab later.
Yep, and I'm going to head out the door to follow the drunkards.
And Jerry, actually, what are you going to do?
I'm going to down my drink and then head out the door.
Real quick. What should this be? Give me a con. Saving throw.
Oh, this is going to be great. Oh. That's a
four. We'll come back to that one later.
Are you going to project
Jerry,
home,
what are you up to?
Actually, I think I'm going to go check on Dalmor. See how he's doing. He stormed up. Last time I saw him, he's angry and he stormed out of a building. So
this is probably going to be for the best. We'll go ahead and follow Jerry the Dalmor real quick, and then we'll come back to the three amigos.
I know he has a car, right?
Yeah. You know he's probably out
there. So I'm going to go check the car. Hey, Talmor, what you doing there?
Oh, hey, friend. I'm just working on our new team outfits. I do like a little spin. You like it?
Are those
Yes, they are. Yep. Yeah. They're the ones I grave robbed. But look, I kind of pull it out, like, you know, show it. Like, I embroidered our new logo for Team Super Awesome.
Might work on the name.
Well, you got something better?
I don't know. Is that what's on the logo?
It's a little tower, and then kind of like the dragon, because of the dragon egg we got, and then kind of the weapons that we all use. And then, like, a little dice over top of it to symbolize luck, because we are all really lucky, except for Nim, who's died. And Penny, because she's gone. But otherwise, it's a little, like, you know, dice that symbolizes luck, and it kind of looks like a dragon. But it has it over the tower that we all destroyed when we came together as a team.
All right. We could be called... The Spire Keepers, the Tower Robbers.
I like Tower Robbers. That's a good one.
That kind of has a negative connotation to it, don't it?
I guess it does. The
Empress Head Exploders.
The royalty killing god exploders. Yeah, we'll workshop the name. It doesn't have to be decided right yet.
Yeah,
but I made I made you one. I embroidered it, and I kind of hand Jerry his cloak. Here you go. Put it on.
Thanks.
If you want. Yeah. Thanks. It's super chill.
Yeah, it fits. Okay, cool.
I just wear it.
As you kind of put it on real quick to see if it fits, you notice
it kills me.
Good. A strong aura coming off of this thing.
Did you notice anything weird about these cloaks when you were making them?
What do you mean?
Well, you did some stitch work, didn't you? I don't remember them being so big, and that one fits you just fine.
Yeah, no, I'm so good that the seams don't show because I'm a good seamstress.
Oh, okay. But nothing weird. They didn't try to eat you. They didn't try to suffocate you.
Well, they didn't try to do either of those things.
Did they cast any magic?
Define cast.
Fireballs or... Wait, what do you mean define cast? Was there something? There was something that happened there. If I have to define it, I feel like then there was something else.
I'll take him over to the one that I was altering for Ordok, and I'll start to like kind of finish my alteration on it and kind of show him that, you know, the seam here, when I get done sewing it, it just disappears. Like there was no seam.
Is it like a mending cantrip, essentially?
Yeah, basically.
So that doesn't... Would that be like the strong thing I think I'm getting, or like roll Arcana to see if that's...
No. Okay. There's something else there.
That's sketchy. If only I had a pearl worth 100 gold pieces.
What do you need a pearl for?
If I had a pearl, I could learn all the secrets about what makes a magic item, more or less.
Okay, so just because, can I roll like a 2d10? If I get 100, can I have like a magic pearl in my cart since I have a bunch of items?
Why the fuck not? Let's go for it. 77.
Yeah, 77. Damn.
No, not quite.
Can I have one more try? Because that would just be really cool.
One more try.
Yeah. 96.
You know what? Why the fuck not?
Oh, hey.
I'm feeling slightly generous today.
Out of all of the numbers you could have rolled, you got 96. That's some luck.
Hey, what did you say you need? I have a bunch of things on this old cart here.
I don't know. It's okay. You'd have to be a pretty big pearl. It's got to be a pearl about this big. It's got to be... What does that translate into roleplaying? Like, this pearl has to be worth 100 gold.
Pearls are expensive. It's probably magic? Like this big.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably like an inch wide, maybe.
I don't
know. No, not even that. It's pretty standard pearl. I mean,
pearls are expensive based on time period. Because we can get pearls pretty easy now, can't we?
Well, let's see.
You're not.
I'm going to look in here.
Not natural ones.
A pearl.
They make them, don't they? That's why.
Yeah, they have synthetic pearls. Do you mean one of these little guys? This is a pearl, right?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Yeah, I tend to carry a lot of things on this old cart.
Yeah, I've noticed that. There was that weird glove from earlier.
Yeah, and I got this cool pipe that makes the smoke puffs that look like a skull. And
is there any room in the cart?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty big cart.
Is there a cover on it?
There's the kind of cabinet area that was hiding the ale, the magic ale barrels that you could probably climb into.
I'll just all right, I need to go somewhere secretive. Private.
Yeah, here. I'm gonna push him down under the cart.
I don't think this
and then like reach this under and undo the latch on the trap door. If you climb in the cabinet, it's big enough to hold beer barrels. It's big enough to hold you. You're just a little guy. Climb up in the little hole and you'll be in a completely concealed area.
Well, I guess this will work. Okay.
And refrigerated.
Yeah, it's refrigerated, so it's chilly in there. It's magic.
Good thing I'm about to cast Identify, because I want to figure out what's going on with that, too.
it's Dwarven Runes that these two old dwarves did for me. They're really good guys.
Is there enough room here to do ritual identifying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that, and I'm going to check out the cloak, and then I guess I'll check out this fridge they got going on.
Do you need me to be a lookout?
Sure. It's going to be like 11 minutes.
To every single person walking by, move along. There's nothing to see here. God. Just a man in his cart. Nothing special here. Oh, come on, move along. I'm not hiding anything. Keep walking.
So as you do this ritual and holding this cloak, you find out quite a bit about it. It is pretty much the gist of it is it will protect whoever wears it. It mends itself after receiving damage. And it kind of acts as a secondary defense. So it's for shop talk, a +1 bonus to AC and saving throws. So you know that this is a benefit.
And now for the fridge.
Runic magic.
Gross. It's not even like real magic.
Yeah, no. Just runic magic.
Tell that to the dwarves.
Oh, I will. I'll show them how to make it permanent. Real magic. Listen, Dalmar, I know you want us to have a uniform.
Yeah.
But I don't think the Great Cloaks, I mean the GC, and I wink really suspiciously.
Is there something wrong with your eye, Jerry?
Yeah, I got something. I don't think they would like us wearing their uniform.
But it's not. It's just a gray cloak. They don't have. They can't capitalize on the color gray. They don't
know
a patent on it.
I know we think that, but I feel like their swords could.
I mean, with their names and everything, they sort of already have capitalized on the name.
We have our logo on it. It's completely different. This team's super awesome.
Do you think we could dye them?
Why would we want to do that? I look good in gray, you know, because my skin. Do you not like the color of my skin, Jerry?
No, I mean, yeah. Listen, I just think we should change the color of them, or we'll get confused for the GC.
Well, I mean, they kind of are like the authority in the area. Maybe that wouldn't be so bad. Maybe people would take us seriously and stop lying to us.
They also want to kill me.
Why do they want to kill you?
Pew, pew,
because you're a wizard. Yeah, that's right. Well, you know what? If any of them get close to you, I'll just kill them. No questions asked. No one's going to hurt you.
I'd rather them just never notice me, to be honest.
I'm going to shut the door again and lock it.
Damn it.
They're not going to find you in here, little guy. I'm gonna pick up the cart and start walking towards the butcher. I'm going to go find the rest of my friends, and I'm going to put them all in the cart to protect them from the GCs. I'm not losing anybody else, goddammit. Don't do it.
Let's swap to the three amigos.
You're not locking me in a cart, just saying.
How sunny is it outside?
So you guys are outside. It's a good deal sunny.
It's just mid-afternoon. Pull it together.
It's a little bit too bright, to be honest.
If only you had a cloak to cover your eyes.
Orduk, do you know where these places are where we can get this stuff from?
Oh, I'm sure I can find our way.
Do you mind if I hold your hand?
No, that's fine.
Thank you.
I'll just sort of extend my hand out.
Thank you, Orduk. And I'm going to take his hand and kind of stumble along next to him.
Are you okay?
Yeah, my eyes are not really accustomed to the sunlight, to be honest. I'm not very clever in the sunshine.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, you can see okay inside?
Yeah, because it's not, you know, it's direct sunlight, really, where I get caught out. and sometimes like fires, things like that. They're really bright objects.
All right, well, I'll help you through. We'll find the stores.
That's very kind of you.
How's Goshen doing?
I'm stumbling along behind them. And that's all I'm doing. For now.
I like to think every now and then he throws in like a cartwheel or something.
Hey guys, watch this.
I can walk on my hands.
I did it so good. Aren't you proud of me?
I'm pretty good with city navigation, FYI, because of my background, so I can probably find where we're headed.
Oh yes, yes. So yeah, you managed to find the butcher, which is a.
Huh? I'm not going to the butcher. I'm going to the.
You're not the herbalist. So yeah, you managed to you find the butcher first and make a beeline the opposite direction. At which point, you do stumble across the herbalist shop.
Okay, I'll just say, let's get inside here. I think they've got some herbs you can might be able to use for your tricks.
Thank you. And so I'm going to go inside and just start looking around the shelves. Is there any, well, what's on the shelves, Sean?
So this, at the moment you open the door, it's shelf after shelf full of both plants, living, dried, a few vials of different kind of viscous liquids. You can see some of them just say like different kind of tree saps. It's a bit of a smaller shop, but it's quite well stocked, even with as many people that there are inside the town currently. Not a lot of people are needing any kind of herbalistic remedies. There is an older woman kind of behind the counter that when the door opens, you got a little bell jingling in the corner of it. And she'll kind of start walking in your direction. And it's a smaller halfling woman.
Is the dried stuff, is it like open, like kind of scoop your own, or is it like, are they sealed?
Yeah, scoop your own, kind of like at a farmer's market.
Okay, so I'm going to go up to the dried stuff and I'm just going to sort of grabbing sort of small handfuls and just throwing them in the air and sort of watching and just seeing how they land. And I shake my head at the first couple and just sort of work my way along the shelves, just throwing stuff in the air, basically.
After the first one, I would sort of reach out and like grab your shoulder and just be like, oh, well, you can't do that.
What do you mean? I need to know if they're any good for my tricks.
I'm just gonna like glance up to the shopkeeper and be like, I'm sorry, we'll clean it up.
She's kind of just gonna shake her head.
Oh, can I help you?
Yeah.
I don't rightly know.
You might be able to. Which one of these plants is good for tricks?
She's kind of just gonna look around and noticing there's no one in her shop.
Are you talking of Gillyroot?
Is it good for tricks?
Do I know what Gillyroot is from her, like, shady...
Yeah, because, I mean, you lived in Ironclad for a while, so you know it is kind of their version of pot.
I'm just going to be like... I'm just going to look down a bone and be like, that's actually pretty good for tricks.
I'd like some of that for tricks, yeah, if you've got some.
Ah, how much do you need?
This little old lady's...
Well, I mean, like, a few handfuls would be good.
Her eyes are going to just, like, open up.
I'm just going to be like, whoa, no. Maybe we should. What did you use for tricks when you were living outside in the forest?
Well, anything really. I really was mostly the colours that I liked, like, and sometimes the smell. Like, if I liked a smell or a colour, I'd just use it. Sometimes they weren't very good for the tricks, but it was, you know, if it had a nice colour, it was kind of like it don't really matter. Because it's fun just to throw nice colors around, isn't it?
The old lady is going to start nodding like, yeah, she knows this shit.
Have you got anything like that?
She's going to look around a little bit more.
Gilly root's the best I got.
I'll take some. I'll definitely take some of that. Have you got any, like, toenails or bones or skulls or really anything that you would sort of get from a dead human?
He's joking.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you've gone too far.
What do you mean?
We can't ask about those things.
I'm sorry. Forget I said anything, but don't really forget. Have you got any?
No.
Okay. Do you know where I can get something like that, maybe? I mean, I thought towns had everything. When people came and visited me, they always said, oh, you should get to the town. It's got more than out here. But I used to find bits of dead people all over the place.
Maybe check with the temple?
Oh, yeah.
That's actually a good idea, but we're not doing that.
Why not?
I don't really say that, sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, for now, I'll just take some of this gillyweed.
About a handful, or...?
I'm just going to, like, hold up my hand and just go, like, like pull my hands together to be, like, very small.
I mean, how good is it for tricks? Can I try some for tricks first? Because, I mean, have you got some that I could just chuck on the floor?
At that, she's going to kind of look at you a little bit like,
chuck on the...
What?
No.
How about some nice something over there, Bo? Those might be better. I'm just gonna point to like something that's not green, like something that looks pretty.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing I'm after. Yeah, so I'm just gonna sort of grab some and just start putting in my pockets.
Dear, no, I have to wait at the counter.
Why,
Bo? You have to pay for that first.
What do you mean, pay?
You know, exchange goods for money.
Oh, right. Let me have a look and see what I've got in my bag. What do you want for it?
I need to weigh it first.
Oh, blimey, this is complicated. I'm going to pick up some more handfuls, but there's still going to be some in my pocket, right? So I'm going to pick up some more handfuls and just take it over to the counter and put it and say... Like about three handfuls of this coloured plant and just put it on the counter and say, yeah, I want those then.
She's kind of going to get behind it and kind of gather it up, put it on like a little plate and put it on like a set of scales and just kind of change the weight on the other side till it all balances out.
Oh.
Roll me a deception check real quick.
That's a 20. 18 plus 2.
She completely forgot about the ones in your pocket because you kind of threw her off a little bit, but she's going to weigh what she has on the counter. Kind of go through the little Rolodex she has on the side.
That, Dear Thorn, yeah, you know your stuff. That would be about... 1 gold, 7 silver.
Gold? You said... I'm going to look at Ordok and say, you said, like, exchange goods for things.
No, you have to exchange money for her goods.
Oh.
Do you not have any money?
No, I've got a wooden staff. But I need that, really.
Yeah, that's... is like 1 gold, like, is that outrageous? I don't really. I was just like, we're adventurers. We just pick up gold all the time, but I don't know about.
for what? He picked some good herbs, basically. So
that good herb.
Yeah. If he had gone for the gilly root, it would have been a little more expensive.
Right. That dank herb.
At which point she is, as Goshen's kind of pulling out the coin purse. She's going to, like, lean over the counter a little bit.
So, did you want any gilly root?
I think we're good on that.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think this stuff looks nice. Mm-hmm. I like this stuff.
All right then.
I think this time I'm just gonna let this happen because I'm assuming he actually needs these as spell components. But I think next time maybe not.
So Goshen, you're gonna pay the cash.
I'm paying the cash.
Goshen, do you know where this temple is? Because Ordok didn't look too excited about going there, but I quite would like to get some remains if I can.
I don't. I am new to this town as well.
Come on, Ordok, be a sport.
I'm just gonna look down and be like, we're not picking up remains. That's no.
Well, I mean, the thing is my tricks, you know. If I have some really good stuff, it'll be better. And since we're in this town, I may as well try and get some good stuff.
Do you just need bones? We could find bones for you.
I could do with bones, yeah. From people and that, or...
These would be animal bones.
Yeah. I mean, that can work, yeah.
Why? No, we're going to have this conversation later. I'm going to look up at the shopkeeping and just sort of like wave and shake my head sort of apologetically.
If you need anything, and she's going to do a little wink, just let me know, dears.
What do you mean anything? Come along, said I need some humans.
On that, I'm just going to like pick him up and we're going to start walking out. So Goshen, grab the stuff.
All right, I grab the stuff.
As Goshen grabs the stuff, she's gonna look at you a little weirdly.
I have tonics for hair removal. If you need anything,
think. I just continue this like stare into space and think. No, thank you. I'm good.
As we're walking out the front door, I'm gonna lean over Ordok's shoulder that he's sort of carrying me. He carried me in front of you.
Yeah, so I'm gonna just like picked it up.
Yeah, I'm going to turn my head back to sort of like shout back to her like quite loudly. Bye, thank you for the gilly root. If I need some, I'll come back later.
There's a few people outside kind of just looking and a few kind of like teenagers are just going to look knowing you're like, oh, fuck yeah. At that point, you do happen to see Talmor with this cart coming down the road.
I'm just going to, I'll like just wave to Talmor and I'm going to set Bo down and be like,
friend.
We need to talk about the way you ask for things.
What do you mean?
What are you asking for?
Human remains.
Oh, I got magic bones if you need them.
Really?
Yeah, I have a femur bundle.
What, from people?
Yeah, they were from magic people that I robbed at a tower.
Oh, can I have them?
Talmor, we need to talk about the way you say things, too.
I'm just helping him out. I'm going to hand him 10 magic femur bones.
Oh, thank you very much, Talmor.
That are all nicely bundled up.
See you, dog. Yeah, this man. Is all I needed. This is all I was asking for.
Perfect.
And
okay.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm hiding. I locked Jerry in my refrigerator.
You've locked Jerry in a... What?
I'm going to unlock the door. He needs to open it up. Hey, bud, we found our friends.
You know the movie Cool Runnings?
Yeah.
You know where he sticks his head out and he breaks the dreadlock off?
Nice. Yep.
That's kind of what Jerry looks like right now. He's kind of got his eyelashes are kind of frosted, eyebrows kind of like little icicles coming down from them.
I was hiding him from the GCs because he's a wizard and we don't want him to die.
Tell him, remember what I just said about words that you don't need to say?
Well, my mom said that fuck and damn it and shit and all those other bad words.
You can't say. Yeah, we're going to add wizard to that list.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Because of Jerry's wizardness. Anyway, I made you this, and I'd like you to wear it. Hand Ordok his thing. It's magic. And I sewed a logo on it, and my hand Goshen his. Yeah. I made this for my little friend that died, but since you're a part of the team now, if you would be obliged to wear this, then you can be a part of our team. My hand bow a little sewn.
Oh, thank you, Talmor. Where did your friend die? Have you still got him?
I'm just gonna start crying a little bit. I got him in my heart. That's where I got him.
I wonder if
he died in a tower. No, you can't, and never speak of him again. Do you understand me?
Oh, okay, but thank you for the cloak. It's very nice.
Yeah, no problem. I embroidered our logo on it. Team Super Awesome.
Does that mean I'm into Team Super Awesome now, then?
Yeah, I mean, we're still workshopping the name because Jerry didn't like it. But if you guys got any better, the other one was Tower Robbers, but we thought that was a bad one. So we can think about it later. We just got to hide Jerry from the GCs.
I've never been in the team before. Him.
Well, guess what, little buddy? You are now.
Oh, that's
Team Super Awesome.
That's really fun. You can see all my tricks.
Cool. I got tricks. I only got two tricks, but they're tricks.
All those human bone needing tricks.
Okay, so we need to. What do we need to do now? Are we waiting on something?
Weren't we waiting for a couple of hours for Jerry to go back? And
nope.
Yeah, I still need to go talk to Master Alwyn about some things.
All right, everybody on the cart.
I mean, I can. I think I'll just walk this time.
I'm gonna jump straight on
sure?
it.
I think you need to stay in there just in case.
You'll notice you guys are gathering quite a bit of attention on the street.
All right, I jump with the cart.
I just kind of wave around. Hi, guys, we're Team Super Awesome. Let us know if there's anything you need from us. We're here to help.
I'm going to die.
Next stop, Mage's Keep. Tower. That's the burn down one.
We're going back to the inn.
No, I thought we were going. Jerry needed to talk to the wizard guy to get the sponsorship
Quiet
or
game.
Whatever.
Quiet game.
I've always been real bad at this game.
I'm gonna. If you lose, then you have to give me your axe.
Well, then I'll take your hammer.
I'm just gonna hold up my the OK symbol with my hand.
I got this one.
I'm just going to wave everyone to sort of usher them
Wait,
along.
Did everybody put on their cloaks?
No,
I did.
No, I'm just holding mine.
I'm not moving until everybody puts them on.
I'm just going to walk. I don't really care.
My friend is a...
Wait, do you say that?
Yeah, out loud. You better put them on. I know the location of a match.
Hand me your axe.
I don't care. Wear the cloak.
Talmor, this is not the time or the place.
Your friends are what?
I don't have many things left in this life. All I have is you guys and these cloaks. And my mental stability depends on you wearing them.
And if you continue on, you're going to lose another.
Wow. Is that a threat? Are you threatening Derry? I told him no harm would come to him. I'll kill you if you're threatening him. I love you. I'll put you down like a dog.
Your very actions are threatening him. I have no part in this. This is just all you.
Oh, fair enough. You're going to put that on, though.
We need to go, by some... please.
Right. Off to the wizards.
Oh, my God. Nope.
The inn.
I thought we were going to the wizard thing.
We're going to the inn.
But Jerry said we need to go speak to Alwyn.
To the inn.
I don't understand what's going on. I'm being told.
Quiet game.
I'm not good at the quiet game, and I don't play games I can't win. I want a straight goddamn answer. Where are we going?
To the inn.
Jerry?
To the inn, please.
Okay. Why is that so hard for people? Why can't... We're a team. We need to communicate. I don't understand why we can't do this effectively. I'm going to pick up the car and I'm going to start walking off. You guys drive me up the goddamn wall. I'd like to take a minute here to tell you about this week's sponsor, Studio Headphones. They are a Swedish company based out of Stockholm, creating amazing audio devices. With high quality materials and a sleek, minimalistic design, they are not only comfortable and sound great, but look great too. I use the Region Bluetooth over-ear headphones as my daily drivers, and I can't be more happy with them. I listen to almost exclusively podcasts, and the clarity and sharpness you get from them just can't be beat by any other Bluetooth headphone I've used. Right now, as part of our sponsorship with Studio, we are able to offer our listeners a 15% off discount on any order, as well as free worldwide shipping with Studio by using the code DICE at checkout. If you get a pair, let us know what you think, and as always, thank you all, and thanks Studio for sponsoring the show. This week's episode is brought to you in part by Easy Roller Dice. They are a great customer-focused tabletop gaming company specializing in products from gamers, educators, and all other professions. They have a full collection of beautifully crafted dice, as well as a whole inventory of great gaming materials to suit your every gaming need. Go on over to their website and check out their full list of amazing products, and while you're there, add something to your cart, because our listeners are receiving a special 15% off discount code when you enter DDP15 at checkout. That's DDP as in Do or Dice Podcast 15 at checkout to receive 15% off your entire order. So, as always, thanks a bunch to Easy Roller Dice, and thanks to you guys for listening, and enjoy the rest of the episode.
So you guys are out on the street, causing not much of a scene, but you're starting to draw a little bit of attention to yourselves.
Talmor.
If you just put on the cloaks, we wouldn't have this issue. So we're heading to the Mage's Tower, right?
No, we need to go back to the inn, because
that's where we left off. We were trying to figure out if we should go to the inn. Go to the tower, because I need to go to the tower. But do you think I need to go to the inn?
Yeah.
don't you still have time to kill? Like, don't you need to wait around? Or are you just going to go hang out there?
I feel like I've been locked in this freezer for
well, that's, long enough. We need to talk to the Winged Shield dude anyway, and that's where he's at.
Yeah.
So we could all go do that, and then, you know, split off, and Jerry could go listen or talk to Holy McWizard Pants. And
Holy McWizard Pants. I like it.
There are no holes in his pants.
He knows mending.
Yes.
I forgot his name. So yeah, we're gonna head to the Mage's Tower.
Okay. We should have a team meeting first and figure out what we actually want to tell the Winged Shield. Cause
Oh yeah, what did I tell him?
I think you told him everything except
I left off something.
You left off
the egg.
The egg stuff. Yeah, you told him about all the books.
Actually, while we're having a team meeting, I'm going to push the cart down an alleyway, just so we're not out in the open talking about all this. And I'm going to look to Bo. Okay, so here's what's been going on.
Let me tell you a story about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
I think I've heard that one.
We moved to Philly. It was weird.
And so I think collectively take like a few minutes, all of us, to tell Bo what's going on and kind of, you know, fill him in. And so he has a general time frame and storyline of what's going on. So I'm going to do that before we go any further, just so he isn't lost when we're talking about, you know, what happened to West Spring and the egg and, you know, the bomb and the tower and all that fun stuff.
Like one of those time skip things where we go, let me tell you a story. And then it skips like 20 minutes and we go, and then we destroyed the whole town.
The SpongeBob, you know, 5 hours later comes up, and that's what happened. That's what brought us to you.
And then we almost murdered you.
That's how I met your mother.
And that's how I met your mother. So yeah, that's what we're gonna do.
Actually, Goshen, give me a Constitution saving throw, please.
Oh Jesus! Okay.
Let's see how well this alcohol is working through your system.
Constitution saving throw. Where's my Constitution? That is. I rolled a 20.
I hate you. So it's starting to wear off a little bit. You're getting a little more sober. Things are starting to not be so blurry.
Hmm. That is wonderful. And is the hangover starting yet?
And you got a little bit of pain in like the front of your head. So it's like a little bit.
I'm sitting very intently focused on the fly that's buzzing around me and the mead that I spilled on myself. And I can't quite catch it.
Does Goshen even know what a hangover is? Or is like, is this some trick of the staff?
What is happening? Why does my head hurt? I don't understand. Beyond thought.
I wonder if we should the hair of the dog this or just give him some water. I mean, Talmor, who knows what Talmor's got in that cart?
Yeah, do you have any dogs in there?
I have dog hair, though, if you want some hair of the dog. Here, put this in your mouth, Goshen.
What is it?
It's hair of the dog. It's an old world saying. If you put some hair of the dog in your mouth, it takes care of your headache.
Really?
Yeah.
Nope.
I'll try it.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh man, I can't do that.
It takes a second to work. He's got really chew on it.
And Jerry starts projectile vomiting.
So did we decide what we're going to tell the Wink Shield?
No, we need to figure that out.
I vote on everything.
Even if that means they take the egg?
Yeah, especially if they take the egg.
You don't want to keep the egg?
This is Talmor saying this?
Well,
you were like, let's hatch it in a battlefield! Like,
yeah,
4 hours ago.
But that was before I realized that the Wing Shield was going to be where we were and easily accessible. These guys are literally, like, the people to take care of this. I don't want to lose any more friends. We have this whole forest thing to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine with me. I just wasn't sure that was going to...
And I think we cracked the case on the fact that this is more than likely the heir to the Shattered Empire, correct? If this thing is alive. And if not, it's an egg with a baby in it. So, I think the best thing to do is probably to tell them everything, unless you want to keep the egg and keep all the secret. But that's on you.
Yeah, I'm not think I'm lie. Fit to raise a child, so let's not do that.
Have you thought about cooking it?
Now I have.
It's like... Wait, what?
It was born, and then it turned into an egg. It's not...
There's a baby in there. It's probably a calcified baby, but there's a baby in there.
I didn't say I liked the idea, so I thought of it now.
Yeah, but I've heard stories of, you know, you eat things and you get its power. People have told me these stories. I could give it a go.
Nope, we're just going to nope right out of that.
I don't think you should really eat anything that's not food, though.
Babies aren't food. Fish yeah. are friends.
Babies not food.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, most things are food.
Nope.
Just depends, you know, how hungry you are.
It doesn't depend. We know for a fact that's a human baby, or it came out of a, well, no, it came out
it's
of
probably a half elf, isn't it?
It's a baby.
Actually, yeah, I still say we know it's at least half elf.
Yeah, it's a half elf baby, at least. And then you don't eat half elves.
I don't want to tell them about it.
You don't want
to. All babies of the human variety born in eggs.
No,
none of them are
actually. Yeah, none of them. Neither are elves or orcs. Or halflings, or any race that's like that I know of.
Telmer, do you know what a lizard is?
Yeah, I know what a lizard is.
Those come out of eggs.
Well, I mean, like intelligent.
Do we have lizard folk? Is that a thing?
I didn't even think about that. Actually, I was just thinking about regular lizards.
Or like turtles.
Not in this kingdom.
Not in this kingdom, no.
Maybe Goshen knows.
Yeah.
Do you think Goshen's like, yeah, I was born
that
from
would
an
be
egg.
More that would be more of a Goshen's region. much very southern.
That would be funny. Goshen's like, I was born from an egg, you racist pricks.
How much do you think I know about turtle breeding patterns, though? Yeah.
Thanks. I'd be concerned if you were.
Right. I mean, what do you think the sex ed was like in the monastery? Probably not super good, right?
Don't do it. That was probably it. That was probably the end of it.
Your old penis school is with a ruler. Being. You don't touch it.
6 feet apart when the dance.
Like lose your ninja powers. A bucket of ice water over there. Oh god, no. That would be a horrible thing.
So yeah, we're going to the Mage's Guild to talk to the dwarf dude. Was he a dwarf?
Yeah, but
you're going to the Runic Tower.
Is that not the Mage's Guild?
Is that the Mage's Guild?
No, the Mage's Guild.
I thought the Runic Tower was burnt down.
Nope.
Unless you count the one we destroyed.
Yeah. That was a runic spire.
Oh, my mistake.
Yeah, no, I knew that. I've listened to all of our episodes.
The building outside the inn was a guild, and the guild's burned down.
Yeah, and they burned the guild down. The tower still stands, or the spire.
Just so no, tower. This is the tower. We destroyed the spire.
We destroyed the spire. It's just a tower here.
Yes.
That's not confusing. I know that.
Burnt that guild down, had some balls. Can you imagine being like, yeah, I'm going to just set fire to the Mage's Guild.
Those bunch people of wizards, cast fire and lightning. Guys.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck with them.
Yeah. It worked, balls. Though.
It apparently worked.
Some pussy-ass wizards. Yeah, so we're going to go to the wherever the wing shield dude is.
Yeah, but Jared doesn't want to tell him.
Yeah, hang on. We need to finish this conversation.
Delmore's like, I'm out.
You're in my cart, and I'm pushing the cart.
I don't think we should tell him about the egg, because these guys don't handle like magic well.
Yeah, I mean,
they just think that anything that is magic should just be blown up or killed. Like, if they found out I was a wizard, they wouldn't ask questions. They'd just kill me. Because I'm not endorsed. I'm not insured or whatever it is they're wanting.
Your wizard malpractice insurance, you don't have any?
Well,
the thing is, if we don't, then it's like, you know, five men and a baby, and it's a horrible sitcom. Especially since there's a good chance that this baby's some kind of dragon thing.
It's a long,
no idea.
Long way off, but there is his brother. My master.
And Goshen derails the entire adventure.
But we never confirmed. It was just like, oh, hey, that guy had the same name. I've met three Talmors in my travels.
I don't believe that.
I met one, and that's enough for me.
Wow. I'm just saying, like, you can't just be like, oh, there's this old dude who had the same name.
Even if it's not his brother, my order would probably take an interest in the egg, protect it.
Well, so would the winged shield.
Well, the original purpose of the winged shield was to prevent any sort of, like, dragon incursion again, right? It was to protect what Komar did.
Yeah.
So, the egg might not have a happy life if we gave it to the winged shield.
The egg might not have a life at all. It is 200 years old, and we found it in a coffin.
I think we should cook it.
It'd be funny if they put it in a museum and it just...
Can I, the cart is covered, right?
Yes.
Can I, like, pull the egg out and put my ear to it and see if I hear anything?
Dun, 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 dun.
Give me a perception check.
Oh, wow.
Have we been keeping it in the bag with the orange crystal as well this whole time?
You guys, I believe you guys said you were keeping the two apart.
Because we didn't want it to hatch in, in the woods.
I'm assuming, can I keep the orange crystals in the bag of holding?
Yes.
Okay, then I would put them in the bag of holding, and I'd keep the egg out of the bag of holding. All right, perception check. 14.
You hear the slightest boom. Boom.
That's scary.
Boom.
Fuck.
And Jerry throws the egg as hard as he can.
Bo uses it.
Talmor, I think I hear I hear something in it.
I think you're hearing it because you want to hear it.
Well, do you want to try?
Yes.
I hear and I hold up the egg for him to listen to.
You hear the same slow beat.
Wow, fuck me. There's a baby in there.
Can I try?
Sure.
I'm gonna grip my hammer a little tighter.
Bo also hears the slow beat.
Oh, I went to hear screaming. Weird noises.
I don't know what we should do with the egg. Not really like end goal, but I don't think we should give it to the shield. If Komar created the shield, but he kept the egg a secret from him, that doesn't add up.
That is interesting.
That wasn't beating before.
Did you listen to it before?
Yeah, I think we did down in the dungeon or the spire. Maybe. If not, still, that's a 200-year-old baby. Come out looking like Benjamin Button or something, man. That's... Can we talk about the logistics of what is going on here? There's a half-elf, maybe possibly, like, dragon. I don't know what to call it. Maybe, like, a dragonborn? That is kind of... rolls yeah, off pretty, my tongue. I don't know. It sounds right.
If I was going to name this.
The thing is, if there's a baby in there, we have to protect it. Mm-hmm. But that's not a... It's not a baby. Like, it's a baby, because we know what it's made out of, but it's also 200 years old and has been sealed in a sarcophagus for 200 years. So whatever's in there is not what we think it is.
Are you trying to say that...
Indigo birthed and grew an egg.
Yeah. It came out a baby and then turned into an egg.
All I know is that Komar was a great wizard, and if it was worth keeping it safe for to him, it's worth keeping safe for me.
It is interesting that the wizard famed for sealing away the dragons has something to do with this egg and kept it a secret from his own order.
Well, maybe he realized what he did. We know that him sealing the planes is causing all kinds of problems.
That's kind of what I'm thinking as well.
Maybe it's time to undo that.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. You can keep up to date with everything that we're doing by following us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or come have a chat in our Discord server. All of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios can be found on our website at doordicepodcast.com. If you're enjoying the episodes, please subscribe to the podcast. And if you have time, leave a review as it helps others like you find our show. Thanks for all the support, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Same dice time, same dice channel.
There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
Oh man, what a good episode, as always. Go us. But hey, before you go, I'd like to steal another little bit of your time here and talk some more about Studio Headphones. Whether you end up getting the Regents, Nivea, or Vasa, wow, what weird names, you won't be disappointed in the quality you receive. With most of their products clocking in at the $100 mark, a 15% discount adds up pretty fast. And honestly, they really are worth every penny, in my opinion. We don't want to load down your favorite show with ads, so in picking our partners, we always want to make sure that they are relevant to our audience, and I truly believe Studio Headphones, at least in my opinion, make the experience of this podcast better. If I've convinced you at all to check out their site, linked in the description, and you end up buying a pair, use code DICE at checkout to get that discount and free worldwide shipping. You are all awesome, and we want to thank you for listening, and as always, thanks Studio for the sponsorship.
Rolling dice by hand is so difficult, and it makes my arms so tired. If only there was an easier way to roll dice.
There is an easier way to roll dice, with a dice tower.
A dice tower? What's that? It sounds like something that's cheaply made, and not very pretty to look at.
Ha ha, you couldn't be any more wrong, small childlike voice. Wormwood Gaming sells high quality, wooden, dice towers, dice trays, and much, much more. You can find them at wormwoodgaming.com. And if you use promo code DOORDICE upon checkout, you can get free domestic shipping wherever you are in the U.S. That's what domestic means.
Golly gee, this is so much better than rolling by hand. And it looks amazing, too. And it tastes good. Mmm.
You probably shouldn't eat the... Never mind. Remember, that's DOORDICE upon checkout. DOORDICE.